Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. The Monday sky, two kings at the top. The sun is exalted in Aries. Jupiter is exalted in Cancer. Both planets are operating at full strength, neither weak, neither yielding, and they are square each other. This is not two ordinary planets bumping. This is two kings arguing over how to run the kingdom. The sun holds the superior position. That means the sun is calling the agenda. The Aries sun does not wait for conditions to be perfect. It initiates, it claims, it moves. Jupiter in Cancer is the most generous placement in the zodiac. Expansion through nourishment, wisdom through emotional depth, growth that protects rather than depletes. But today, Jupiter has to respond to the sun's agenda, not the other way around. Here is what that tension actually looks like. The drive to act meets the invitation to receive first. Action meets abundance. The spear meets the hearth. The sun wins the argument, but winning does not mean Jupiter's wisdom disappears. It means you have to choose whether to carry it with you or leave it on the table. Ignore Jupiter in Cancer on this day, and you are trading nourishment for speed. The fire does not have to consume the hearth, it can warm it. That is the choice the superior square puts in front of you. Personal initiation is the engine. Emotional wisdom is the fuel you either use or waste. While the two exalted bodies lock horns at the top of the sky, Venus in Taurus is quietly doing something else entirely. Venus in domicile, at home, unhurried, productive. Venus in Taurus is sensory, patient, and slow to build, which means what it builds lasts. And today it's sextiling the North Node in Pisces. Here is what a sextile to the North Node means. The door is open, but you still have to walk through it. It does not drag you. It does not force you. It just knocks. What this aspect is actually saying, your values, your craft, your material stability, the thing you slowly are constructing in Taurus time, is not an obstacle to your Pisces soul direction. It is the foundation it needs. You do not have to dissolve everything you have built to answer the soul's call. Venus in Taurus builds the dock. The Pisces boat leaves from solid ground. And if you're doing work that feels like real craft, patience and body, yours. You're walking towards your destiny without making the ceremony of it. What you love is already pointing where you need to go. And then the moon runs the gauntlet. The Sagittarius moon makes four aspects on Monday, and they tell a complete story in sequence. Moon trine Neptune, the emotional body opens into something larger than the personal story. Neptune dissolves edges. The boundary between feeling and vision becomes porous in a way that serves you. Initiation runs hot. The Sagittarius moon wants meaning. Wants the horizon, wants to know why. Neptune says, stop asking for the explanation and let the current just show you. This is the aspect that makes Monday feel like the music turned up underneath the ordinary. Inspiration is not something you have to chase. It is already in the air. Moon trine Saturn, the second trine catches what Neptune opened and gives it a container. Saturn does not suppress the Sagittarius fire. It gives the archer a steady bowstring. Aim true. And the arrow travels for years. This alignment is an alignment of freedom and form. The emotional body can handle real commitment today. Optimism does not need to stay airborne to stay alive. It can land. It can take shape. Become the thing you actually finish. What you begin or commit to under this trine has weight. Not the weight of obligation, the weight of maturity choosing the right thing on purpose. Neptune gave you wings. Saturn handed you a compass. Together, they're not in conflict. They are the complete instrument. The third aspect is the quietest and the deepest. Pluto is the underground, the unprocessed material, the subterranean current that moves beneath everything else. The sextile means it's accessible without being forced. No crisis required this time. What this looks like in practice, something shifts without announcement. An honest moment that changes the angle of everything. A conversation that you will remember longer than you expected to. The subterranean moving up through feeling without breaking the surface violently. Transformation today does not announce itself. It just happens almost pleasurably. If you're willing to look at what has been sitting in the basement. And here's the catch. The last aspect the moon makes is a square to the same north node that Venus was just sextiling, but from a different angle, with different material. The Sagittarius moon loves the big belief system, the philosophical map that orders everything, the story that explains the story. The north node in Pisces wants you to release that map, to move without the explanation already in hand, to stop philosophizing about the path and just walk it. The square is not punishment. It is the specific friction that growth requires. You can try Neptune. You can try Saturn. You can sextile Pluto. And you still have to face the one thing all of that support cannot smooth out. The demand to surrender. The need to understand before you can trust. The moon has collected light from Neptune, collected light from Saturn, collected light from Pluto across the day. Every one of those aspects was building toward this. The vision, the structure, the depth, all of it delivered to the threshold of the thing you actually have to let go of. The emotional body gets everything it needs to cross the threshold. Whether it crosses is the question. And here's the architecture of Monday. The whole sky at the top, the sun and Jupiter are locked in an exalted conflict. Action versus abundance. The drive to initiate against the invitation to be nourished first. The sun overturns Jupiter. Execution wins, but not without a cost if you leave Cancer's wisdom behind. Below that, the moon moves through its own complete arc, vision, structure, depth, then the threshold, each aspect building on the last, each one depositing something into the emotional body that the next one can use. By the time the moon squares the node, it is carrying Neptune's inspiration, Saturn's steadiness, and Pluto's underground current, all of it at once. And the node asks, now can you let go of the story and just go? And threading through all of it on the side, unhurried, Venus and Taurus, sextiling that node, building the dot. Not fighting the pressure above or the gauntlet below. Just doing the work in Taurus time. Pointing the whole operation quietly toward where it needs to go. Monday does not scatter. It sequences. The warrior sun chooses action and may cost itself the nourishment it could have received. The emotional body moves through vision, discipline, depth, and finally meets the one threshold it cannot trine its way past. The demand to stop explaining and surrender into the direction. And through it all, quiet and steady, what you love is already building a bridge. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to I Am Astrology Reading, hit contact, leave me a message there. If you want to have a private conversation with me, I would like to have that private conversation with you. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com. Booking. The conversation is free. The time isn't. If you want to show your appreciation to I Am Astrology Readings, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, there's even a link below. Support the work. I appreciate you in advance. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.